always wanted to live. None of this interfered with work. Due to my job, I travel enough not to need or want holidays, so I don't see a space in the diary until the first lockdown, when everything almost stopped. Until I realized my voice could now step up and do its bit. So I built a tiny studio in my small study, and my PA, Jane, extended her formidable battery of skills to include that of engineering. I just crossed my fingers and hoped for the best. In my tiny box, with room only for me, a violin stand for scripts, a little table for water, a minute lamp, I sweltered through the first lockdown. The studio frame was festooned with duvets. Kindly L.A. voice to Jane. You can't overdo the duvets, Jane. I became a voice for hire, which was very exciting. Work, any work, always is exciting. It just is. And part of becoming younger affected the kind of work I found myself doing. I remembered my childhood wish that work should be the main part of my life, and remembered the years when this had been impossible. I had been made to feel guilty, made to think that what I wanted was wrong. I tried really hard to live a different kind of life to please other people, or maybe out of fear. They may even have been well-meaning. Then, liberated, I worked.